At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Can you feel it in the air tonight? It's the feeling of somebody going around the house and fluffing pillows. Straightening magazines and newspapers on the coffee table, lining up the remotes, putting the dishes in the sink. Happens at our house. Maybe it happens at your house, too. Good morning, David, Sue, and Kendra at Magic 106.7. Does it happen at your house, Kendra?
I'm the one that does that. I'm the last one.
So, yeah?
Oh, yes. I have to. I have to set it like it's brand new so that I wake up to a clean slate.
Like the photo crew will be arriving first thing in the morning. Yeah, you need to get the house looking spotless.
I don't know. I don't feel right if there's dirty dishes with food stuck in the sink. I can't clean it out, empty it, fix the couch.
Dirty dishes in the sink is, can I just, you know, level set? That's the bottom. That's the lowest, you know, part of this, right? Like, you got to put the dishes in the dishwasher or clean them. You can't leave dirty dishes in the sink.
Oh, I think a lot of people leave dirty dishes in the sink overnight.
I don't like it, but I think a lot of people do it.
I think most people
do it, yeah.
Have dishes in their sink probably almost all the time.
I'm not saying I've never done it, but I'm such a nerd about that stuff. They don't get any easier to clean sitting in the sink
all night long, and the food
dries on it, or the water gets all gross, and
you feel better. It's like when you make your bed in the morning. It's like you feel like you have a fresh start to go out and tackle the day.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Says someone who doesn't make the bed in the morning.
Well, because people still get out of bed before.
Does Steven make the bed?
Sometimes he makes the bed. Not always, though.
No.
I win. Kathy makes the bed every day.
Steven doesn't always. Sometimes he does, but the kids' beds aren't made. No, they just looks like a tornado ripped through when I get home.
I've kind of given up on the bed. Yeah. I'm just like, I mean, if we're going to have company or whatever, I make the bed. Weekends, I'll make the bed. During the week, it's pretty much unmade.
At any moment, you could be climbing into it. So, Kendra, you got kids. It's tough to keep up with it. We understand. Sue, do you let's get this place put together before you go up to bed?
I do. If we're both going to bed at the same time, I'm the one who's throwing the pillows back on the couch the way I like them, and I'm putting the blanket the way I like it, and I'm putting the shoes back in the mudroom, and I'm making sure there's nothing in the sink.
I do the same thing. I line the shoes up.
I match
them all up. Yeah.
But a lot of times, because of our schedule, I go up first.
And what goes on after you go to bed?
And then I come down to get my coffee at 4 a.m. Yeah.
Somebody had ice cream last night.
Yes, and there's stuff everywhere, and I'm running around.
Putting the pillows back up on
which makes me late trying to get out the door in the morning.
I can't go to sleep when it's all messy like that. Ugh.
I mean, I can fall asleep just fine. It's when I get up in the morning and I come
then
down.
Then you have regret.
And I go, what happened here?
Yeah. But see, and it puts a little oomph in your day. Yeah. See, you know?
It's like if you have company late and they leave late, will you stay up and clean up? I will, too.
Yes, I have to.
Even if I'm dead tired, I'll stay up and clean up because the worst is waking up and coming down and going, oh, my God.
No, I have to do it.
One of these comments, I'm going to find it here real quick, said, this is from Tiffany on Facebook, says, I don't feel like I can go to bed unless the dryer is running with clothes or the dishwasher has a load going. The rest can wait, but not those. That sort of makes you feel like, okay, cleaning is being done. Even while I'm sleeping. The dishwasher is running.
Your time
in the morning,
is being used
to
do it. I totally agree with that. Yeah.
What about you? 617-655-1067 is the phone number. You can jump on Facebook. There's some great comments on Facebook. I would say most people on Facebook say they do something.
Yeah.
They absolutely do some kind of a pickup. So
somebody in the house does.
Yeah. So it doesn't hit you in the face in the morning. 617-655-1067. Morning Magic 722.